True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, we take so many things for granted. For example, you know you're getting ready today and you are looking in the mirror. I think we take the mirrors for granted. For example, you know, I was trying to actually, have you, like my neck back here, my neck hair, you see that? You know, it grows.
I see it in the light.
Okay. But with guys.
I'm going to go pluck it.
But with guys, they always want to make sure their back of their neck hair is kind of shaved. And you got to get two mirrors right there.
Yep.
And then you get the razor out, and it's backwards. So you can't get it situated correctly to shave the back of your neck. You obviously don't know what I'm talking about, do you, Tori?
Don't assume.
Yeah.
Will you do that with a razor, though?
I do it with a barber. I just have my barber do that.
Well, let's say you're not going to get into your barber shop for a while.
I have a hairdresser. Razor. I will stand in the mirror, I'll hold the bottom of my hair so I don't make sure I don't cut my hair. But
and you have to have two mirrors for that.
Yeah, you do.
So, because there's no way to do it.
It's interesting that we're talking about this because I've been debating on trimming my ends for a little while, but I don't have faith in myself that it would be straight.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Yeah.
I guess I'll let you know how it goes.
Well, and your hair covers up the back of the neck thing. So most girls, unless they have really short hair, don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. But we take a mirror for granted, and they say there's some things that are just hard to do without a mirror. I've got them for you this morning.
Good. I was really curious.
Well, you know what you think about it, though? I mean, look at all those cavemen and cavewomen pictures. They didn't have mirrors. And look at their hair.
It was used water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was like, what, to put their hair down? But you're right, reflection in the water.
Yeah, but still, though, they're looking down and their hair's, I mean, you still couldn't style it with a hairdryer or anything.
They did not look good.
And how did they dry their hair? You know, saber-tooth tiger's breath?
Naturally.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
These are some of the things they say. Anything like grooming or appearance, applying makeup. Imagine having to do that without a mirror.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because I barely can get it done with a mirror.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I don't mean that's true. I'm just saying if I were to put on makeup, that would be true.
Her eyebrows would be all jacked up.
Yeah, they would not be even at all.
Could you imagine?
Is she shocked or scared?
Yeah. Blow drying your hair. Have you ever tried to do that? Like you've been out in a campground or something and you take a hair dryer?
I don't have to look in the mirror to blow dry.
Really?
Yeah,
so you know how it's going to go?
And I'm still sleepy when I get out of the shower, so I've got my eyes closed.
Or even combing your hair. You need a mirror for that to make it look really good. I mean, most of the time, think about it. You're out and about. You don't have a mirror. What do? You get your cell phone out. You get your camera. I know. I saw my son. He was checking his hair out in his cell phone the other day.
Or driving by, or if you're walking by a car and they're parked, you can do their window.
Yep.
I did that once and there was someone inside.
Okay, yeah.
So you do have to be careful.
Awkward.
Yeah.
He just rolled down the window and I was like, oh, this is my car.
My reflection changed.
That's pretty funny. Plucking is another thing that we have to have a mirror for.
Yes, shaving, yes.
Yeah, for sure. and unruly eyebrows that you have, trying to pluck those things. Imagine if you didn't have a mirror, just how big, and we'd have like big old woolly worms above our, all of us. Even the girls would have big old woolly worms if we didn't have mirrors.
I assume if that was the case, you would go and have someone else do it for you.
I don't really have any eyebrows.
Oh, okay.
They didn't really grow back after I shaved them that time. So.
Thanks to the Gwen Stefani era, I also don't have a lot of eyebrows. So,
all right, check in your back for stains or blemishes. So you're looking in the mirror just to see if there's anything on the back of your shirt or...
Yeah, because it's odd when I call my neighbor Joe and I said, Joe, will you look at my back to tell me if you see anything?
Can you look at this mole?
Okay, that's another thing they say, self-inspection for health issues. You got some big mole back there or a rash? A lot of times, you know, you use a mirror in other areas too. But that doesn't necessarily have to be on your back, you know.
Right. At some point, you would just turn to other people for help with these.
Ah, but there's some things you don't want to do that.
When you live alone.
When you're squatting over that mirror.
And you go to work, you're like, hey, I got a boil on my back. Can you take a look at it for me?
You would do that, Tom.
Well, it's smart. I mean, it's much smarter than letting it just go.
Don't ask me.
You wouldn't want to see a boil?
No.
Are we talking like a Dr. Pimple Popper situation? Because I might be interested.
I know you are.
So gross. And then someone said putting in contacts. Do you need a mirror for putting in contacts?
Not once you get used to it, but when you first start out, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I explain, I've never had contacts.
Well, at first you need a mirror to see what you're doing, but eventually you learn how to do it without a mirror.
I got that. But what do you do? Like, is it trying to, because you already know where your eyeball is, and I've seen you do it before. You just pull your eyelid down and then put the contact in.
You're going to get wrinkles pulling your eye like that. Don't do it so dramatically.
Well, I was trying to demonstrate what I was.
For the radio.
On the radio.
For you guys, come on.
I barely can get eye drops in my eye. I could never put a contact.
That's where Joe comes in again. Hey, Joe, what you doing?
You know, he's with his wife right now. But
Tori and I will help.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Do you do a real Christmas tree or an artificial Christmas tree?
I did real Christmas trees for years, and I liked the smell of it, all that stuff, but the cleanup was always a mess, so I've switched to artificial.
All right, Cato.
Ceramic, a little bitty ceramic desktop.
That's going to count as artificial. Okay. Tori?
Oh, comes in a box. Okay. Hardcore artificial.
Yeah, we do artificial, too. Mm. We're not unusual. Only 17% of Americans still get a real Christmas tree.
That's sad.
Well, it's funny that you say that since you're one of the people who doesn't.
I did for years.
Right.
And then I went artificial and I was putting up two trees. I'd go to my dad's and I just got tired of it. I'm not home usually on Christmas.
Well, so. You go to those tree farms or whatever on the side of the road and you go and you pick out that tree.
Yeah.
They somehow magically get it on top of your car. You take it home and then all those pine needles fall on you like a little trail. You finally get it up. And then one year I had bugs in mine. So. Yeah, there was bugs all over around the Christmas presents.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because it warms up, you know, and you bring the tree in, it warms up, then the bugs become alive. They're like little zombie bugs.
Well, then you need to buy it in the summertime when it's already warm.
Yeah, there you go.
Good planning, Kate.
All right, kids, wake up. Celebrate the 4th of July and Christmas.
Get your tank tops on. Let's go.
This isn't new. Fake trees have been the preferred option for over 10 years now, and the real ones just keep losing ground every year. A lot of things have caused it for a long time. People were like, oh, it's bad for the environment to use real trees. Instead, we should buy this plastic stuff.
Yeah.
And then also, most people have done this because of the convenience and safety and cost.
I agree. I mean, you go to one Christmas tree farm, buy one of those trees, it's like $200.
Mm-hmm.
For a bigger one. I mean, we got $89 for some of the smaller ones, and all of a sudden, it jumps up if you want a big one.
Yeah.
And so very expensive, also makes a mess. You're trying to drag that thing out of the house once it's all dried up after Christmas and there's just needles all over the place. And then how do you get rid of it? Hopefully the Boy Scouts will come by and pick it up for you.
Yeah, plus who needs all that when you can get those little like smelly good things and just hide it in the tree so it
smells. Those smelly good things.
You know what I mean?
The air fresheners.
Yeah, those.
Yeah.
They hang in the tree.
I honestly think they missed an opportunity to call them smelly good things.
Thank you.
That would have been brilliant marketing.
And they're always available. You can go to any convenience store and just get those little Christmas trees that you put on your rearview mirror.
Yeah. Well,
they say the conveniences are that you can reuse the same tree. Some people even leave the ornaments on. I saw one person who did this, and it worked out well. They saran wrapped their tree at the end of the year, wrapped it up with saran wrap. This is an artificial tree, obviously.
Right, yeah.
Put it in the attic, pulled it down the next year, ran a pair of scissors down one piece in the middle, unwrapped it, and their tree just needed a little fluffing up. It was ready to go.
You might break an ornament or two, but that probably sounds worth it. I mean, it's taken me probably 2 days to put my Christmas tree up and put all the ornaments on.
I like putting everything up.
Oh.
It's the taking out.
I don't.
Well, you got to get in the spirit. I'll be doing it this weekend with the kids, and I will be decorating their tree, and they can take it down after the season.
And when Kato says get in the spirit, he means use spirits to get in the spirit.
You use spirits to get in the spirit.
Eggnog is back to Kato's house. So also, you go to home goods stores, and they got the trees with the lights already on them. Mm-hmm. I paid, I think, $399 for mine, but I've used it for 6 or 7 years.
I got mine on a Black Friday sale.
There you go.
So it was like a 6-foot tree. I think I paid $80 for it.
Wow.
And it's pre-lit.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you say, Hawk, that your lights burn out?
Well, they did. But I mean,
do you do when it's a pre-lit tree?
Just the bottom part, because I still put more lights on it. So the bottom part didn't have the white lights on it, and I put a little string around that part of it. And it's good now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You sold me. They say another thing that's really big about having the artificial trees is it decreases your chance of fire, unless you buy one that's imported and not made up to standard. But
you got to water your real tree.
Right. You got to water the real tree, and you got to be careful. But if you buy an artificial tree that's not wired properly, you can still burn your house down.
You see some of those old-fashioned, like back in the day, like those movies like on Downton Abbey and stuff like that, and they had real candles in the real trees. I'm like, who was in charge back then? Yeah. Because that's how they lit up a Christmas tree with candles.
Can you imagine, instead of just simply plugging and unplugging, you got to go through and light every single candle.
Yeah.
I would never.
I'm more worried about it catching on fire.
Right. Well, who's the guy sitting there with a bucket of water all night long? The butler sitting there waiting.
Well, they say there are some reasons why people will still get a real Christmas tree. The fresh tree scent in the rest of the house can mask the smell of the meth coming from your basement.
We don't do that at my house.
They say that you could have a squirrel come out of the tree, and then you'd have free dinner.
Christmas vacation.
Yeah. Also, you don't have to put it in a box and stick it back in the attic for 11 months a year like you do Aunt Nana or somebody. So you can just, you don't have to deal with.
Who are you putting in?
What?
Well, you ship her off back home, I guess. But but you don't have to put it back in the attic at the end of the holidays. You just throw it out.
Speaking of Christmas vacation, who was the aunt that rode on the hood of the car?
Was it Grandma?
Edna.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I lived in an apartment. Remember I told you that the guy next to me kept his tree up year round?
Yeah.
It was real?
No.
You literally walk. We had hardwood floors. You'd walk through, and every step you'd take, needles would just go. Ning, ning, ning.
Why did you leave it up all your?
I don't know, but I stole an ornament off of it.
That's pretty.
You didn't even have to tell us that.
I had renter's insurance.
I mean, did it become brown over?
It was brown.
Okay, and it was like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Yeah.
Wow.
It was scary. I'm like, I just think it'd go up in flames
that
quickly.
That is lazy. I'm like, when you're sitting there just watching your Christmas tree age, rot, and die in your corner and just leaving it up and not taking it out your apartment.
He had good Christmas spirit.
He did. He had a lot of spirits.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, during the holiday season, in November especially, that's the peak month that we see sales of whipped cream go up.
I wonder why.
I don't. Well, because of pies and stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not around Valentine's Day.
No, Kato.
It's not.
Family show.
Yeah.
That's delicious.
But sales are also high in December for Christmas and New Year celebrations. The second place is like 4th of July and June and July, because you got peak strawberry month.
Huh.
And use whipped cream for, you know, you got strawberry shortcake, you put it on your fruit during the summer months. Pumpkin pie is one of the top reasons you put whipped cream on stuff.
Kato's, that's because you have to put whipped cream on pumpkin pie to make it not taste so bad.
Don't make me gag.
You know what? And I like pumpkin pie, but last year we ran out of whipped cream, and I ate it without, and I was like, this really is not the same.
Yeah. Yeah, Kato hates pumpkin pie. Because when he was a little kid, he threw up eating a piece of pumpkin pie.
I ate two pieces, and I thought it was delicious, and I got sick afterward, and that's all I...
No, that's what you remember.
That's what I remembered. And I don't think it had anything to do with pumpkin pie, but I can't eat it. I haven't eaten it since.
I had something like that when I was a little kid. I had to take an antibiotic, and I couldn't swallow them. So my mom would pour the powder out into applesauce. And for years, I couldn't eat applesauce after that because I would taste the medicine in it. Mm-hmm.
Well, whipped cream has been around since the 16th century. And it was called
bull crap. They didn't have those cans back then.
It was called milk snow back then. The invention of the aerosol whipped can, Tom, was the 50s, where they put it in that little can and made it fun for everybody.
People huffing it and everything.
Well, yeah, that's one thing. I guess you can do it. But that little nozzle was patented in 1955. But with everybody eating pumpkin pie, not everybody apparently, and using whipped cream during the holiday season, we remembered one of our Torch Tuesdays where we sent Kato out to a grocery store. And he got those ready whip cans, and he was spraying whipped cream all over him in the store.
I remember. This was so funny. It is one of the best in the vaults.
All right. And stick around. We got a little twist coming up. This is what happened when Kato saw somebody in the store.
There's a lady right here.
All right. Go ahead. Just take the whipped cream, squirt it on you like a beard and a helmet all over your face.
Just squirt like this?
Oh, that
ain't nothing. Is it on?
What are you going to do with it?
It's a new style. It's a new style. What should be your... Oh. You going to take a picture? Oh.
She's taking a picture of him doing it.
Huh? I have a couple of them. Oh.
Are you just eating it right now, Kato?
I'm putting it around my beard. There's a mustache. There's a beard.
What is she doing?
And here's... Oh, hello. How about that? I got sideburns.
Go ahead.
You like that? On my head?
Really good.
Look at this. Look at that beard.
Did she ask why you're doing it?
Uh-huh.
Tell her why.
I have issues. I've got issues. I've got problems. Oh, good. Oh, I'm making a mess, too. Would you like some?
No, I don't like
it. Oh, it's good.
Hey, squirt some at her.
Yeah. Who are you talking to? She likes whipped cream.
Is she on the phone?
Mm-hmm. She's on the phone. She's on the phone talking to her husband.
That is so funny.
Hey, can you put some on my head?
Can I put some on your head?
Mm-hmm. There you go. Go ahead.
She's doing it.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Isn't this a style?
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, Kato, it's time for you to go through the cash register and pay for your whipped cream and see how they react to this.
Okay, I need to reapply because it's falling off.
Yeah, it melts.
Yeah. So
it's got to be gross. Yeah. All melty and nasty at the grocery store.
All right, Kato, let's do it.
Hold on.
Okay, so Kato's squirting whipped cream all over his head and his face right now.
Oh, here I go. Are you open? All right. I got a few items here. Hold on. I got to finish getting my hair ready for work. I want that and that one. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting messed. For some reason, it kept falling off, and I don't know why. So I had to. Oh, my goodness. Do you? I'm sorry, that whole big clump just fell off the top of my head and landed right here.
Oh, no.
Which means, you know what that means? I'm going to have to reapply. Can I get that jar back and reapply? I got the lid for it right here. Oh, thank you. Yeah, let me go and reapply that.
Oh, wow.
And then a beer. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me put that back in the bag now. This is good stuff. You want to spray some? Okay, hang on. Let me get my... Okay, how much is that?
$6.29.
$6.29.
All right, and of course I have no cash, so I'm going to have to use a credit card. Oh, Lord, I'm about to get this mess up. So can I get that back from you? I need to apply, reapply one more time. One more time, just one more time.
Hey, ask her, Kato. Engage her. Ask her if she's ever had whipped cream on her head or face.
Oh, she's been taking pictures of me. Actually, I think she's been stalking me. She likes whipped cream, I heard. Do you want to, have you ever tried this before, though? It's really good for the skin. It will close up the pores and take out the blackheads. And for hair, it will clean your hair without leaving any film in it. No. And see, and if you put it in place, I have issues. I have more issues. Oh, come on now.
We all got issues. Not like
you
that.
Are good people. You are good people. Hang on, sir. I've got to reapply. There's a guy kind of sticking behind you. Hold on. Oh, hi.
All right, Kato, we're going to let you go and clean up your mess.
I got to clean up my mess. There's other customers coming by behind me laughing at me. I don't know why.
Because you have issues. Yes, he had issues that day in the grocery store, squirting whipped cream all over his face and head, making a mess all over the place.
I'm funny.
All right. We told you, though, this was the first time we're doing a double Torture Tuesday. It's a BOGO, buy one, get one free today.
I didn't sign up for this.
All right, here's what we got, Kato.
We looked at your contract and you did. It was in very small print.
Well, you've been talking about you haven't had pumpkin pie since you were a little kid and
no,
you
I don't
threw
eat
up.
It.
I know. But today we brought in a pumpkin pie, and here in about 2 minutes, we're going to have you eat pumpkin pie for the first time since you were a little kid.
And you threw up.
Probably 8 years old. 8 or 9. Oh, God, I'm okay.
Surprise, Kato! That's coming up next.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah, two Torture Tuesdays today. We were telling you whipped cream sales, they are most, they sell the most whipped cream during November. And we had a Torture Tuesday where we sent Kato out, and he sprayed whipped cream all over himself in a grocery store. Well, surprise twist with our Torture Tuesday today, Kato has not had pumpkin pie. He's been talking about it for years here on the show, since he was 8 years old.
That's because he threw up the time he had it. And so now he's always associated the pumpkin pie with throwing up.
Because it had nothing to do with the pumpkin pie. That's what I associated it with.
It could have. Maybe that pumpkin pie was bad.
It was my neighbor's mom's.
It's kind of like when you're in college and you have that tequila and you never drink it again after that one night.
You get over that. It's just not Jose Cuervo you drink anymore.
So I've sliced you up some pumpkin pie right there in a nice little triangle. Go ahead, let's put some whipped cream on it, and Kato's going to eat it for the first time since he was 8.
I think a lot of us would agree that having to eat pumpkin pie is torture, but for Kato, it's especially torture.
And you got maple vanilla whipped cream? I've never heard of that.
There we go.
Can I put a lot?
Well, I think that's a lot.
Okay. Now that's a dollop right there. Oh, that's a double dollop. That's what they call whipped cream.
That's a nuclear mushroom cloud.
All right, so here we go.
I'm gonna have to have
torture. No, you can't do that. Here we go.
Just some whipped cream first.
Here we go. Cato, since he was 8 years old, has not had pumpkin pie.
You know what? I liked it when I had it at eight.
So three, two, one. Happy holidays, Cato. Pumpkin pie.
Does he like it?
No, he's shaking.
Nope.
Look at those nostrils flaring.
And the maple don't help.
Okay, take another bite of it. Make sure you don't like it.
I ain't too different yet. I'm going to add a little more whipped cream.
No. Go ahead. 3, 2, 1, do it.
I don't think you got any pie. Oh, there you got the pie. You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
Just don't, like, vomit towards us.
Can we just take a minute to listen to the breathing?
Yeah.
I had to do that to keep from gagging. The dentist taught me that.
Now, what if we told you that pumpkin pie's been sitting out for 5 days?
Okay. No. All right, Cato, go ahead. You got to spit it out. Go ahead if you need to spit it out.
He is spitting it in the garbage. Can you imagine if someone was at your family Thanksgiving and they took two bites of the pumpkin pie and just started looking like they were going to throw up and spitting it into the garbage?
I don't understand what the big pumpkin spice. I cannot stand the smell.
Okay.
I don't like anything pumpkin.
Well, it's all that one little episode that you had back when you were eight.
That is the definition of childhood trauma.
That is, really.
That's awful.
And we just inflicted it upon you again.
Can I get a pecan pie?
Okay.
No, I would like that.
All right, two Torture Tuesdays for you for the price of one today. Way to go, God. Cato. What? You sucked it up. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.